And the rest of us are going to look at a passage of scripture together.
Ar ne-am putem țigă cusă te iar ai zer te nandremantă miară țic.
It's in 2 Peter chapter 1.
Isande uitațică oamni Petera farua tuc voluan.
If you have your Bible, open it to 2 Peter chapter 1.
Rauta ca oam nom bai pul no de scaf sane oamni Petera farua tuc voluan.
We're going to go through the first 8 verses together.
Ate iarațică mamagne din fa fal voluan. Petera faharoa toko voalohany andiny andiny voalohany ka hatramin'ny fahavalo. Simona Petera, mpanompo sy apôstôlin'i Jesosy Kristy, mamangy izay efa nahazo finoana soa tahaka ny anay amin'ny fahamarinan'i Jesosy Kristy, andriamanitsika sy mpamonjy. Ampitomboina ho anareo anie ny fahasoavana sy ny fiadanana amin'ny fahalalana tsara an'Andriamanitra sy Jesosy tompontsika. Efa nomeny herin'Andriamanitra ho antsika ny zavatra rehetra momba ny fiainana sy ny toe-panaharaka an'Andriamanitra amin'ny fahalalana izay ny antso antsika tamin'ny voninahitra sy ny fahatsarany. Ary izany no nahatanterahany amintsika ireo teny fikasana sady soa no lehibe indrindra. Mba ho tonga piray amin'ny fomban'Andriamanitra amin'izany ianareo rehefa afa nandositra ny fahalotoana izay eo amin'izao tontolo izao noho ny filana. Koa noho izany dia manova izay zotompo rehetra kosa ianareo ka amin'ny finoanareo dia maneho fahatanjahan-tsaina ary amin'ny fahatanjahan-tsainareo dia fahalalana ary amin'ny fahalalanareo dia fahononam-po ary amin'ny fahononam-ponareo dia faharetana ary amin'ny faharetanareo dia toe-panahy araka an'Andriamanitra. Ary amin'ny toe-panahinareo araka an'Andriamanitra dia fitiavana ny rahalahy ary amin'ny fitiavanareo ny rahalahy dia fitiavana ny olona rehetra. Fa raha anananareo izany zavatra izany sady anananareo betsaka dia tsy ho avelan'izany ho malaina na tsy hahavokatra ianareo amin'ny fahalalana tsara an'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika.
Let's pray for this.
Andoantsika hivavaka ho an'izany.
Father, as we hear your word, we ask that you'd work in our hearts.
Raha io raha mandreny teninao izay dia te hangataka izay hoe miasa aty amin'ny fonay.
I ask you, God, to raise up a church that is passionate for you.
Mangataka andriamanitro anangana fiangonana izay tena hoe mafana fo anao ane enao.
Set our hearts on fire.
Tena hoe apreda re down funay.
Make us strong, God.
Atov matanjaka izay andriamanitro.
Strong in how we live to glorify you.
Tena hoe matanjaka amin'ny fomba fiainanay manome voninahitra anao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This passage of scripture tells us some very important things.
Ity andala tsoratra masiny ity dia miresaka zavatra tena manandanja amintsika.
It finishes by warning you that it's possible to be ineffective.
Tena hoe mifara le izy amin'ny fampitandremana antsika hoe afaka ny mitombona le hoe tsy mahomby tsika.
You might be unproductive in your knowledge of Jesus.
Mety ho afaka ny ho tsy mamokatra ianao eo amin'ny fahalalanao an'i Jesosy.
This is true of many people in the body of Christ.
Ary marina izany amin'ny olona betabe ao amin'ny vatan'i Kristy.
And it's because we as human beings are still sinful and stubborn.
Satria isika olombelona dia tena mbola sady mpanota no mafiatoka.
And sometimes we don't see or realize what's possible.
Dia indraindray isika tsy mahita na tsy mahafantatra hoe inona ny zavatra mety ho afaka ny hitranga.
You can change.
Afaka miova ianao.
But most of us don't really believe it.
Nefa ny ankabeaza isika tsy dia mino an'izany loatra.
And some of us don't want it.
Nan sasany amintsika koa tsy te ho tonga amin'izay.
We want to be left alone.
Tsikitsika hoe avela fotsiny amin'izao rehetra.
As we are.
Hoe amin'izao mahitsika tsika izao.
We don't want God to turn our lives upside down.
Tsikitsika Andriamanitra hampitsimbadika ny fiainatsika.
We want to stay in control.
Tsikitsika hoe isika ihany no mifehy.
We want to keep our own agenda.
Tsikitsika hoe izay programatsika ihany no tazomintsika.
Yet at the same time, we want the blessing of God.
Never eo amlafiny amizay anao mbola itsika mbola mitady foana ihany fitahiana avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
And there are these qualities, these character qualities that you should have in your life.
De misy an'ireto toetra kalitao isan-karazany ireto ato izay tokony ho ananana eo amin'ny fiainanao.
Faith,
finoana,
goodness,
fahatsarana,
knowledge,
fahalalana,
self-control,
fahononam-po,
perseverance,
ateny faharetana,
godliness,
toetra araka an'Andriamanitra,
brotherly kindness,
ary fahatsarampanaha araka an'Andriamanitra,
and love,
sy fitiavana.
When you look at that list,
raha mijery an'ireo list ireo ianao,
it becomes apparent that it begins with faith.
De miariary zany le izy manomboka amin'ny finoana le izy.
But for some Christians,
kanefa ho an'ny kristianina sasany,
that's where it ends.
Izay no iafarany le izy.
They become a Christian by faith, they believe in Jesus.
Lasa kristianina izy amin'ny alalan'ny finoana, amin'ny alalan'ny finoanan'i Jesosy.
And then they say, well, you know, I'm going to heaven.
De avy eo izy miteny, fantatrao izaho any an-danitra.
And they know that they themselves are kind of now okay, they've escaped judgment. But what unrealized potential their lives carry. In other words, your life has the potential to be magnificent for God. Every believer can be productive and effective in their knowledge of Jesus.
But
many people, they just settle. Just get into a groove, get into a rhythm, stay in a routine. And you're a good enough person. But I don't want that for you. Peter didn't want that for this bunch of Christians he was writing to. Jesus didn't want it for his disciples. What he wanted is a people who are radical. Living in the power of God. Proclaiming the gospel. Impacting lives. Loving people around them. Bringing transformation to their world. Effective and productive in their knowledge of Jesus. Doing great things. And sometimes we disqualify ourselves because we say, but I'm not in ministry. I'm not a pastor or an evangelist. I don't know what I'm called to. I don't know what God wants from me. But long before you know your calling, you can develop passion. Long before you know exactly what God wants you to do, you can be enthusiastic about God. And so many of us look at what other people have and think, yeah, well, they can do it. But there's a verse in the Bible where God challenges someone and says, what is it that you have in your hand? And once a little boy came and he said, well, all I've got is 5 little pieces of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus said, I'll bless that. And he blessed it, and it was multiplied and fed thousands. It wasn't just 5,000.
It's
5,000 men. And additionally, there were women and children. It's a massive miracle. Now, God can do a massive miracle with whatever you offer Him. And some of us don't realize because we think we're not called that way to something. But it's amazing, I've discovered something. God has a part for each one of us to play. And it's not usually just a single part. It's not a one role or one job description. In other words, when God opened a door for me to come and preach in a church on a Sunday, I thought, yes, there's something God's called me to do. But I can't cut that definition out and say that's the only thing God has for me.
Like
I'll be a preacher for God and you be a singer for God.
You'd
be a doctor for God. See, God doesn't limit it to that one definition. So when Rivo, who drums and serves God with that gift, or Elaine, who leads a serving team, serves and blesses God with service. He can't say, okay, that's it. I've done what I need to do for God. And I can't go out of here after I preach today and say, sure, now I get 6 days off. But instead, what I discover is that for each of us, God actually creates many opportunities. And so many Christians are paralyzed waiting for God to reveal the one thing they're supposed to do. If I could just be in the band, then I could use my gift and then I would be serving God. But what you're really saying then is you only want to be fruitful and productive for an hour a week. But actually, we should be able to say, God, what is it that I can do today? If it's a Wednesday, or Thursday, or Monday, every day is a special day of opportunity. It fascinates me how we tend to look at ministry stuff that happens on a Sunday.
And
you see a guy standing here preaching.
And you
think, well, he's doing something for God. But you don't know all the other people that are involved in this moment. The headset microphone I'm wearing. That enables you to hear me preach. Has been a blessing to us for nearly a decade now. Any day it could die.
It's
plastic and metal.
Plastic as V.
But there was a guy one day who saw an opportunity and said, I want to give this microphone to the church. You don't even know who he is. But God does. And if there was 10 years of preaching in this church, if I'm
going
to stand up in heaven and God's going to say, well done, there's
going
to be another guy standing with me.
And you're going
to go, who's that dude? How is he involved? And God's going to say, well, he's the guy that made Kim's voice loud enough for you to hear. His ministry was very spiritual. It involved him taking out his money. He took it and he sewed it into something. And we are benefiting week after week after week after week. And you wonder, what can I do for God? And you wait and you think like, I don't have a big calling. But you do. Because every little thing you do for God becomes a big thing when you give it to Him. He takes 5 loaves and 2 fish and multiplies it. And so if you say to God, I'm going to do something for you, and you bring what you have, I'm not talking about money in the offering basket. I'm talking about when you bring your life to God. Your little life like my little life. And you say, I'm going to put it in your hands, God. Then God comes and he says, you know, you want to be effective and productive. Then you have to make an effort. Add to your faith. That's what it says. It's very clear in verse 5. Make every effort to add to your faith. Are you a Christian here? If you are, raise your hand.
It's not to
embarrass you if you're not. If you're not a
Christian.
So the ones who raised their hands, those are the ones who have a testimony of saving faith.
Because
Great.
Finoana mamonjy.
We're going to party in heaven.
Yeah, no fete tsika rehefa any an-danitra.
For eternity we'll be telling stories about the greatness of God.
Mandritra ny mandrakizay tsika hitantara ny fahalehibiazan'Andriamanitra.
And we'll discover the things he did in your life.
Ary atsikaritra an'ilay zavatra nataony tamin'ny alalan'ny fiainanao tsika.
Because you took your life and you said, Jesus, I put it in your hands and he multiplies it.
Satria noentinao ny fiainanao dia izy ianao hoe Jesosy eo apetraka eo ampelatananao dia nampitomboin'ilay izy.
But the faith gets you to heaven.
Fa le finoana mitondra anao mankany an-danitra.
Because you believe in Jesus and he saves you.
Satria anao nino an'i Jesosy dia namonjy anao izy.
It's the grace of God alone.
Izay le hoe fahasoavan'Andriamanitra irery ihany.
There's not really any effort there.
Tsy misy hoe ezaka tokony atao mihitsy ny eo.
It's a case of believing in what Jesus has done.
Fa resaka hoe finoana ny zavatra nataon'i Jesosy fotsiny ihany.
But this text says make every effort to add to your faith.
Fa ity andalan-tsoratra masina ity anefa ho izy hoe ataovy izay jotopo rehetra na hoe izay ezaka rehetra hoentinareo anapiana an'le finoanareo.
You're accepted by God.
Ianao eken'Andriamanitra.
But he wants more. He wants you to trust him to work in you and change you. So many of us just resign ourselves to being who we are and not changing. But this text is commanding us to change. It says, make every effort to add to your faith goodness.
Manova izay sotopo rehetra na hoe izay ezaka rehetra anapiana fahatsarana.
I'm good generally.
Izaho tsara aloha amin'ny ankapobeny.
But I'm getting better.
Fa izaho nefa mihatsara.
I can add more goodness.
Afaka manampy fahatsarana bebe kokoa.
It says in verse 8, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure.
Ozy izy eo amin'ny andininy fahavalo hoe fa raha hanananareo izany zavatra izany sady hanananareo betsaka na hoe mitombo ilay izy.
That means next year.
Dikan'izay hoe amin'ny heritaona.
I expect you to be a better person than you are today.
Miandrandra anao aho mba olona tsaratsara kokoa noho ny androany.
Not the same person.
Tsy ilay olona mitovy iny foana.
You're nice now, we get on okay.
Ianao efa tsara izao, efa tsy maninina ianao izao.
You're not ugly or mean.
Tsy ratsy toetra ianao na ratsy fanahy.
You're good enough.
Efa tsara aloha ianao izao.
But you must be better.
Fa tokony ho tsara kokoa ianao.
You must be more enthusiastic.
Tokony hafana fo bebe kokoa ianao.
You must be happier.
Tokony ho falifaly kokoa ianao.
You must be more generous.
Tokony halala tanana bebe kokoa ianao.
You must be more free.
Tokony ho afaka kokoa ianao.
You must be more delighted in your salvation.
Tokony raviravy kokoa ianao amin'ny famonjena izay fanananao.
Goodness.
Fahatsarana.
Means you're not going to be looking for an opportunity to take advantage of someone or seeing what you can get for yourself.
You're
a good person now, fine. That's good enough for now. But you must increase your goodness. Make every effort to become a nicer person. Are you a serious guy? Some people annoy you. Become less critical. Become more flexible. Learn to love the dumb people around you that irritate you. You can become better. You see, they might not. But this is make every effort to add in yourself. So many of us are making the effort to add in someone else. You look at your spouse and you say, I'm going to help them to get better. But this text says, look at yourself. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness. And knowledge. It means there's more to know about God. Don't tell me you've been a Christian for many years and you can't learn anything. God is infinite. There's always more to know about Him. Is your heart saying, I want to know you more, God? And that knowledge will so affect you that you'll become a different person. And to your knowledge, you must add self-control. Some of us surrender to bad habits. You watch things you shouldn't watch. Or you say things you shouldn't say. And you don't realize God's power is ready to change you if you just turn to Him.
And
say, God help me with more self-control. You make an effort. But the Holy Spirit helps you. If there's something in your life today where you're weak, some area where you lack self-control. You're tempted. Ask God for grace and wisdom and power and more self-control. Because this text says it's possible. It says if you possess these qualities in increasing measure. So you don't have to give in to that sin next time. Because you can have more self-control. And a year from now, I want to see people who are saying, I've got it under control. That thing used to mess my life up, but now I rule over it. I used to hear myself saying critical things, but I've got my tongue under control. What comes next? Perseverance. Continuing and continuing. Never give up. You never stop fighting this fight. Until Jesus comes back or this sinful body drops dead. I will be subject to weakness and temptation. I won't wake up tomorrow and be exactly like Jesus. I'll still be tempted. As a Christian, you must persevere. What are you trying to persevere in? All these good qualities. So, you identify something in your life. Maybe it's an inconsistency.
I don't know why
it is, but maybe you only make it to church 2 times out of 4.
It's fun that way. I wonder for what way. Metwe indru awanatan tukunu yefata yane non tungetia pengunan.
You want to be there more often, but for some reason you just can't seem to keep a commitment.
Te wan matet ke non evan nutanwe. It's fun that over utan tim azunan le savata tino wato mintine no.
Well, don't give up.
Ah, as a kiv.
Don't say, that'll never change, it's just who I am. Maybe you're never on time. But you're trying to be on time. Don't give up. Persevere in your efforts to develop consistency. You may be 80% good at keeping commitments.
That
means you're 20% a loser and a failure. Don't settle. Don't say, okay, I'm okay with being 20% a failure. You would never be okay with it if your boss paid you 20% less for no reason. Maybe your wage is 100,000 ari ari. Your boss gives you 80,000 and says, nah, it doesn't matter the other 20,000. Siman into the boss, but to you, it's serious. We have a problem. You have a problem. You need to possess these qualities in increasing measure. God is 100% perfect. I don't go for perfectionism. It's when you judged a failure just because you didn't get 100%.
We so we met what we tsarainole fa la funo satri what on wet sina zato san zato no.
God accepts us as we are.
Manake tsikam so my sika tsik so and remand.
But then he says, be holy, be perfect as I am perfect.
Kanefi za fiom tenwe alko masne na rewa, alko tanterak na rewa, satiza masna.
And what he's asking of you is that you aim and make effort. To be more like him. And to that we add brotherly kindness, and to that we add love. The call I'm making to you today is to come to Jesus with your life and say, Jesus, I want to grow and change and increase in these things. And he will empower you. Little by little. Week by week. Year by year. We will never be the same. We are not going to stay the same as we are today. Jesus is
going
to work in us when we put ourselves in his hands and say we want to change. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Your word is living and active. May it do surgery on us. May it cut us. May it heal us. Holy Spirit, show us how to apply these truths in our lives. I pray for each person here to have courage to stand up and want to change. To say, God, I want to be in your hands and I want you to mold me and fashion me into more than I am. And I won't be passive, I will make every effort to add to my faith. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.